'Tis the season to whip out steaming cups of hot chocolate and apple cider. Winter is officially here. And so is the town of Morinville's traditional Light Up the Night Christmas Festival. From Friday, November 25 to Sunday, November 27, organizers have pulled together a series of old-fashioned winter activities and added a few new ones in response to community requests. This is a post-COVID celebration. There are no restrictions in effect. As we grow, we are working hard to expand our activities and bring more people out. Even though we're based in Morinville, we hope people from other communities will join us, said Tina Hewson, community engagement organizer for the town of Morinville. Friday. One of Morinville's most important events this year is the return of Fill a Truck at Sobeys and No Frills grocery stores. Demand is higher than past years and support is desperately needed. A truck accepting donations and/or cash will be parked at Sobeys from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and at No Frills from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Residents searching for something new to decorate a tree can visit Musée Morinville Museum traditional old-fashioned Christmas exhibit. Visitors will be encouraged to pick up an ornament-making kit. Morinville Cultural Center is party central as a new event is launched. A cause, play where everyone is encouraged to dress in costume or get creative for an evening of fun from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Every year on Halloween we have a community dance, Family Fright Dance. People enjoyed it so much we thought we'd do it again. All you have to do is dust off your favorite costume and come. Tickets are free, but they're limited, Hewson said. Partygoers are encouraged to donate a new, unwrapped toy for the Ronald McDonald House Magic Room. Proceeds from the concession and face painting booth are earmarked for Morinville Adopt a Family, a volunteer-run organization that supports struggling families. They like to provide food, gifts, toys, and treats as well as things that are essential to make this family feel special. Saturday. Throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Cultural Center plays host to a festive family festival, a series of activities including crafts, caroling, balloon twister and a keepsake photo with Santa. The stage entertainment includes the Morinville Minstrels and circus artist Lynn Gosselin, a professional aerial performer. The most exciting event everyone patiently waits for is the Light Up the Night Parade with Santa and Mrs. Santa. Rivaling Santa's celebrity status will be radio broadcaster Greg Shannon, the morning man at CFCW 840 who picks up the role of honorary parade marshal. The parade starts at 5:30 p.m. on Main Street. Ordinarily the Legion would organize the parade marshal. But they didn't have the volunteers this year and since CFCW is our sponsor, we invited Greg. At the parade's end, in a moment of magic, Morinville Mayor Simon Boersma, Santa and Mrs. Claus throw a switch to light up the park. Following at 7 p.m., a spectacular, high-level fireworks display at Notre Dame Park explodes across the sky and is visible from every corner in Morinville. Sunday. The festival concludes with a low-key holiday skate from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. at Morinville Leisure Center. Families are invited to glide across the ice with an ice queen, a Spidey hero and Santa. For more information visit www.morinville.ca.